You are now listening to NIIT Radio.
So I'm back to talk about transformation, running training like a business, and outsourcing. I am going to discuss why transformation of training and learning organizations is important, how running training like a business and the concepts of it can be an enabler for transformation, and lastly, how outsourcing can be one of the tools or levers that you can use as part of the transformation process to get you to where you want to get to. So let's start with transformation and why transformation is important. In my experience, there are a set of questions that learning leaders and CFOs and CEOs and COOs and heads of HR have difficulty answering. What are those questions? Well, let's start with the first one, which is how much are you spending? And I'm going to talk in detail about this, but it's abnormal for anyone to be able to answer the question how much we're spending on training, because it goes on everywhere, and normally organizations don't have their arms around it. Secondly, how much are you spending is the first question. What are you getting for it? That's the most important question, the so what question. Regardless of what you're spending, if you're getting nothing for it, then you're overspending. And quite frankly, if you're getting tons for it, if you know you're getting a lot of value, then perhaps you are underspending and you ought to invest more. So how much are you spending? What are you getting for it? Are you organized in the right ways to deliver the kinds of value that's possible? Do you have the right mix of fixed and variable resources? Are you heavy on fixed resources, which gives you limited flexibility and scalability, and also lots of fixed cost? Or are you using outside resources both to variabilize your costs and to provide you access to maybe capabilities you don't have or can't build on your own? So how are we organized? How are we managing the mix of fixed and variable costs? The same holds true with things like, do you have the right mix of modalities of delivery? Is everything you do on instructor-led? Are you pulling people off the job a lot to do this stuff? Or are you utilizing the technologies that are available to you these days to minimize time off the job? Are you using vendors in the right ways? And are you leveraging both vendors and resources to deliver what you're trying to deliver? Those are the questions. And maybe the last question is, are you delivering a competitive advantage from the investment being made to your company? The second so what question. So those are the questions that I find are unanswered questions with many organizations. And I would challenge all of you who are in learning leadership positions to look at those questions and say, do I have good answers for them or not? And if you don't, And I would say the key ones are spend, value, competitive advantage, structured appropriately for value creation. Those are the four key ones. If you don't have a good handle on those, then it's time for transformation. The business imperative that I believe is in front of most training leaders has three components to it. One is create more value for the investment being made. Second is get your costs to acceptable levels. And the third is to become more relevant to the business. And of course, one and three are tightly linked. Becoming more relevant means getting connected, being intimate with the business, understanding their needs. And number one is about taking those needs, figuring out if learning can be an enabler to move the lever on some business issue or challenge or need, and then delivering it in a way that makes a difference. So with that, I'm going to now talk about costs and how to ensure that you're looking at costs in the right way and getting them under control and to acceptable levels. So let's begin with what kinds of transformation might be required. Let's start with costs. In many organizations, when someone says, how much are you spending on training, most people look at the corporate training budget and say, there it is, that's the amount. And it doesn't take long as a result of a couple questions like, is sales training included? Are you decentralized? Do you have training organizations in other parts of the company? Do the businesses do some of their own training? Is any of that captured in a and a budget? Do you have stewardship over it? Can you, in fact, pull it all together at a request of a CFO, for example? And I suspect that most organizations would struggle with that. The second part of cost is what are the other costs associated with training? So think of a triangle, and think of the very top of the triangle, the narrowest part being the direct costs of training, which is what's visible out of pocket, what you use to pay for staff and outside resources and infrastructure and those sorts of things. The next segment, if you will, or the next element of cost is the cost of employees while they're doing training. So if they're taking 5 days off the job to attend a training course, there's a cost of 5 days of their salary. If they're using an hour of e-learning, there's a cost of 1 hour of their salary over the course of a year. And the big question is are we adding that up and do we know what it is? The third element of cost is the cost of poor quality. So if the training is not effective or no good or isn't delivered well by the instructor or doesn't stick or doesn't have good learning design or doesn't have good learning objectives and doesn't test for them and those sorts of things, that's a cost buried under the category of quality, which also needs to be added into the total cost of training. And then the last element and the largest, and so picture the bottom of the triangle, the widest part, is the lost opportunity cost. And the lost opportunity cost has to do with the cost when you pull people off the job, they're not doing the work you hired them to do. And so the simplest way to think about this is a salesperson. If you pull a salesperson off the job for 5 days of training, that means they're not selling for 5 days, which means they're not generating revenue, which means that you have lost the opportunity to create revenue. And that's a big deal, and that's the widest part of the triangle. So I would suggest that when you're thinking about costs of training, that you got to think about all of those things. All of those make up the total cost, because when you take actions to transform training, let's say, for example, you're highly dependent on instructor-led training, which means that you're pulling people off the job, putting them in classrooms, they're traveling, those sorts of things. And if you can convert some level of that to e-learning or virtual instruction, it either means they don't travel or it means the training is shorter. It means that they're not taken off the job for as long as they would if it were an instructor-led course. And if you only count the cost of the training directly, you've missed a huge opportunity to take credit for value created on the cost side of the investment value equation by taking the actions you've taken. So that's the cost. Now let's talk about value. And this is the so what of training. If it's not delivering some sort of value, then it's irrelevant, and we are irrelevant. So we have to make certain that we have the right processes in place to uncover needs that are business-driven needs in a way that allows us to bring forth solutions that make a difference for the business. And there's some interesting research lately by Burson and trainingindustry.com that speaks to the fact that organizations are going to move away from curriculum-based, large catalogs of courses to more project-based stuff. And I've been a believer in this for a number of years, more than 10 years. I've been talking about the fact that there are three types of training that go on in organizations. One is that's curriculum-based, that's driven by competencies and the like, that gets delivered through some sort of catalog or core curriculum or, those sorts of things. The second element is corporate initiatives, which get driven by some sort of corporate edict around things like customer responsiveness or customer satisfaction or diversity and the like. And then the third, and I think the third, the type of training that not many organizations really do and or really do well, is what I call business issue driven training. And this is the idea of of having someone who is dialoguing with the businesses, understanding what their business needs are, what their challenges are, what they're trying to accomplish in the next 12 to 24 months, the people component of what they're trying to do, and then determining whether training can make a difference for or can be a lever in enabling that business challenge or result that the business leaders are looking for. That process normally results in some sort of project-based solutions that, for lack of a better term, let's call a learning system, which may be made up of multiple components of training or learning programs, probably highly customized or at least tailored, that are put together in a way that the whole becomes greater than the sum of the parts. So, if you can't answer the question, what value are you delivering, then that's a battle cry for transformation. If you can't answer the question, what am I spending, that's a battle cry for transformation. If, when you look at your organization and you say, well, I am, you know, the way we are organized, let's just take an example. We are decentralized, and every organization, every business has their own training organization. And we don't know how much we are spending in total, but I suspect if we went out and asked each training organization what they're spending, we could probably find it out. Now, let's come back to the total cost of training and say, would they be able to answer the question on the total cost of training? Unlikely. Secondly, if no one's managing the whole and only managing the pieces, then I would submit that you are sub-optimizing the investment for a number of reasons. One is there are likely duplication and redundancies in what's going on. There are probably common needs being met by different solutions, which creates inconsistency. And if you're using outside providers, for one thing, and if not internal resources to develop this training, it's under-leveraged. So if you have the same need across five businesses and you're using five different training organizations or groups of people to develop the training for those five organizations, that is under leverage. So if those three questions don't have good answers, how am I organized? Am I creating value? And are my costs under control or at acceptable levels? Then there's your recipe for transformation. If you get your arms around those things, I think all else follows. You can figure out how to do the right mix of fixed and variable costs, the modes of delivery, e-learning classroom, virtual instructor, and the like. You can determine what vendors to use and how much to spend with them and how to select them and those sorts of things. You can follow that with the kinds of technologies that you need to support your efforts and be able to measure whether the technologies you have are doing that effectively. So let me end at that. I will come back on the next blog and talk about running Train Like a Business and how it can support a transformation of the type we're talking about. Thanks.
NIIT, Business Impact Accelerated.